Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. It is a blessing to have you gather with us and pour out your praise through this service. Special welcome to those of you that are visiting with us. And we pray that you feel the presence of the Spirit through this hour. I am just back from church camp, although I did get back Friday late afternoon. I'm fully recovered. Somehow my wife let me sleep in till about 9:30, 10 o'clock yesterday, but I'm still trying to get my energy back because their worship always began with two praise songs that had full motions. Everything was by video, and so the people were dancing up on the screen, and I could not, I used my knee that I couldn't jump and turn around, and they were pivoting, but those kids were at full voice, and they had a great week. I had a very good experience compared to my first time. That's why I went back, and we'll see whether my daughter approved of my time this week, whether I get invited back for a third. But it was a good time. About 130 campers were there. I was in charge of just seven boys and then joined in a family group with six girls and learned lots of things about third, fourth, and fifth graders and learned more about my level of patience and my level of endurance. And I'll try to blend. I'm sharing a little bit about that because I'll blend some of that in the sermon as we look at Paul's letter to the Thessalonians and a word of godliness and faithfulness and endurance and a word of encouragement. So welcome to you as we worship this morning.
Today's opening scripture is from Matthew 13, 1 through 9. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear." This is the word of the Lord.
1 Chronicles 16, verse 31, and also found in Psalm 96, 11, it says, "Let the heavens be glad, the earth rejoice. Let all the nations say, it is the Lord who reigns." Please stand as you're able and join us in our opening praise. Rise up and praise him.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for who you are, that you have created us and sent your Son Jesus to redeem us from our sins and sent your Holy Spirit to dwell with us and sanctify us. Lord, we confess that this week we have not always lived as you are created and redeemed and sanctified, and so we come to your heavenly throne of grace for pardon, forgiveness, life anew. Fill us with your Spirit. May our lives be ones of good soil that produces plenty of good fruit for the sake of our neighbor and our church. Lord, we praise you, and we love and adore you, and we ask that you prepare our hearts to receive your words this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
In my readings this week, I came across Psalm 8, and it struck me, and I kept reading it over and over. Psalm 8 through Psalm 9:1, and the title says, God regards mere man. O Lord, our God, the majesty and glory of your name fills all the earth and overflows the heavens. You have taught the little children to praise you perfectly. May their example shame and silence your enemies. When I look up into the night skies and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have made, I cannot understand how you can bother with mere puny man to pay any attention to him. And yet, you have made him only a little lower than the angels and placed a crown of glory and honor upon his head. You have put him in charge of everything you have made. Everything is put under his authority, all the sheep and oxen and wild animals too, the birds and the fish and all the life in the sea. O Jehovah, our Lord, the majesty and glory of your name fills the earth. O Lord, I will praise you with all of my heart and tell everyone about the marvelous things you do. Please join us in forever.
Love endures forever.
I invite you now to pass the peace of Jesus Christ with one another. I invite any children here who are present to come forward for a children's message together. Good morning. Today I wore the color purple because that makes me royalty and important and the best, right? And I don't see anyone else. Am I sharing glory with anyone else? There's some purple out there. I guess I'll share some of the attention. Now, purple doesn't mean a whole lot these days. It takes the same amount of effort to make a purple shirt as a pink shirt, a blue shirt, a yellow shirt, a red shirt, whatever it is. But back in the times...
Or gray.
But back in the times of Bible, purple was a very hard color to make. And it was made from a certain animal. I'll have you guess. This is your trivia question today. I'll even ask the congregation. What animal did the color purple come from? Anyone out here know? Close. Yeah. Close.
Turtle?
No? Think smaller. Snails. There's a little gland in a specific snail that has the color purple, and you would have to collect tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of these snails to get that much purple. And so because of that, purple was super expensive and was reserved for the richest and the most important people. I said, now it's not. Back then, it was hard to make. This shirt doesn't cost any more than $10, probably.
It was probably rich, so it would cost $10. Yeah.
We're talking about God's living water, and Paul was traveling and teaching across the world, and he came to a river, and there were a group of people meeting and worshiping. And they knew about God, but they did not know about Jesus. We're going to watch a video about Lydia and the group that Paul met. So if you want to turn that way, or you want to turn that way, the video will be playing.
Jesus' followers began telling others the grace-filled message that Jesus is our Savior who died, rose, and would return. Some followers even traveled the world so that everyone could hear that the promised Messiah had come and that he came to save everyone from sin and death. One day, Lydia and some other women were worshiping near a river. They believed that the Messiah would come. They did not hear that he had come already. Paul and others came to their town that day and told them all about Jesus, the promised Savior. Lydia believed and brought her whole household to be baptized. She was so happy that she wanted to share her home with the travelers. Lydia was probably a wealthy businesswoman, but she realized that life and forgiveness in Jesus was the best treasure of all. A church began in her town where other believers in Jesus gathered and even helped provide for Paul so that he could travel to other places and tell more people about Jesus. Thousands of years later, Jesus' followers are still telling others about Jesus. It is our hope that everyone knows the incredible grace that God offers to all in Jesus Christ. All of our sins are washed away, and we are refreshed with Jesus, the living water.
So Lydia perhaps collected and sold the color purple, and it was the best treasure of the day, right? It was very expensive, very sought after. But then along comes Paul and tells her about Jesus, and she realizes this is more important than the color purple, and she is baptized and gives her whole life. She's dedicating her life to something new. She opens her home. She helps with Paul's mission work and becomes fully involved in the work of Jesus. She found a better treasure than the color purple. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the treasure of your Son, Jesus Christ. May we give our lives to him. May everything we do share of the love that you have shown to us. in how we speak and how we act. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.